This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with
Millions of Americans are hurting as COVID-19 lockdowns keep people from working. Counting. Is political motivation keeping the suffering front and center this election? USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
U.S. Democrat presidential challenger Joe Biden's assessment of Russia as the biggest threat to the United States national security was wrong and encouraged hatred of Russia. We absolutely do not agree, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters. We can only regret that absolute hatred of the Russian Federation is spread in this way. The FBI is reminding people that scams increase this time of year. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has answers.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
It was a lot. Last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. I didn't feel like he was landing this curveball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he gets full count heater, and he put it right there for me. Just, you know, Mookie getting us started, that was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the way things are going, you think that we had an election underway. I don't blame. It's been rather crazy. Every state in the union now is off and rolling. People are voting. I was just talking with a gentleman. Long line still in some cases. But hey, look, it's the price we pay in a free country. And we're grateful for it. I mean, you think about how many other people out there would, you're not going to hear them complain about, about standing in long lines, going through the process. They would love to make sure that they had a chance to vote and to participate in this great American experiment. It is an honor and a privilege to vote. And this is why we consider voting to be so precious. And, to see, and hear of the voter fraud. I mean, it's, the Heritage Foundation has just come out with another report again about the fraud that's taking place. And as much as it would count on any patriot, any citizen here in America, if you see something, say something. There's no doubt in this era of COVID that, there's some extraordinary measures that are being taken. I think pretty ambitious. And for some of us who would like to be more cautious, it's a bit disturbing to have these many ballots out there flying around. And, some of the states being, I believe, rather loose when it comes to accountability to make sure that these votes are counted appropriately. That ballot harvesting doesn't take, but there's a number of states, I think, 14 states that allow, for ballot harvesting, which is, very dangerous. And especially right now with the, contention that we have in this country, this partisanship that's taking place. And I know many of you just cannot wait to get on the other side. So I was talking to a couple of people over the weekend. They said, I already voted, so I don't even get involved anymore. I don't pay attention to the news shows. I feel like I've done, my part. And I say, well, you've done your part as far as voting is concerned, but being an American citizen isn't just a one-day event every 2 years, a bigger event every 4 years when we're voting for the president. I mean, this is something that you have to be fully engaged with on a constant basis. I mean, the reason that we have the form of government, the misrepresentation, some might say, of the government that we have in place right now is because they've taken full advantage of people's passivity. And, and here we are. I mean, it is amazing to me where we find ourselves today, and is even discussed on the Sunday talk shows. I mean, there's a clear binary choice before us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, either we're going to move closer, to socialism, or we're going to hold to the values. I mean, it's kind of interesting in a way. I mean, this confirmation of Amy Comey Barrett, which has caused all kinds of brain damage from the left, it kind of epitomizes where the country stands right now. And that is that, do we want to have, you know, people in our government, in this particular case, the Supreme Court, that believe in, you know, some basic fundamentals like, oh, the Constitution, that the laws are made up, they're made by Congress and, you know, in conjunction with the Senate, and it's up to the Supreme Court, you know, they are the last word after everything is all said and done. And here we get a lot of fussing, you know, from Congress about certain things, particularly as it relates to the Supreme Court. Well, if you don't like it, change it. You know, this is what laws are all about. Codify what you believe it should be, and you get enough people on your side, then we've got law, and yes, it moves slowly. And, you know, we discovered this problem particularly. I mean, it's almost been a theme just about in every administration that things move too slow. People are resisting, all that sort of thing. But our founding fathers knew that was going to be the case. And they understood the value of that process, that things would move slow. But then sadly, you get a force. In this particular case, it happens to be the Democratic Party, which, you know, really happened a lot when you think about it under Barack Obama. I mean, what happened is we got, for example, a healthcare system that, you know, it's kind of amazing. I'm hearing different numbers. I mean, I hear numbers that right now in the Affordable Care Act, we only have about 8 million people involved. And then that number swells up with every opportunity for hyperbole that can be expressed there, especially from the Democrats. I mean, 8 million has begat 15, now 20 million, you know, people. But even still, when you consider all the people in America, you know, 330 million people, and you're talking such a small percentage of people involved with Obamacare, we're making a lot of fuss about, you know, about what? And this thing should have been resolved a long time ago, but we are still dealing with the vestiges of a unilateral event and a unilateral piece of legislation that it was almost like Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi wanted to be so proud that it had to be such a signature piece of legislation that it only you had to be a Democrat and only to participate, you know, with this health care system. This is the problem. This is why it's such a mess. It was ramrodded down our throat. You know, sayings like, oh, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Really? I mean, how ridiculous. And it's even more ridiculous that somebody is still in office, happens to have the gavel in her hand, they can make that kind of statement. That is almost, it's an act of insurrection against the people. You know, against 50%, if you want to say, of the country. Some have called deplorables and other names because, you know, we don't agree with the Democratic Party. But as I was sharing with somebody else, you know, we need to embrace the differences because, as the old saying goes, in a room of full agreement, I mean, if you got, you know, several people all agreeing on the same thing, saying the same thing, well, you've got redundancy taking place. And those that are redundant are unnecessary. I mean, they're really not helping the cause. This is why diversity is so important, that we can have different points of view, and we don't need to be irritated. We don't need to hate somebody because they don't agree with us. I mean, you know, the challenge is to hear them out, to say, okay, what is it that you have to offer? What are you seeing that I need to see so that at the end of the day, if I might use something as trite as that, forgive me, but after it's all said and done, another one, that we the end result is better because of your perspective and my perspective coming together to advance the cause. But we're so siloed, as Dr. Wilfred Riley says, we're so siloed that we're really defeating the purpose, and we are really impinging on our First Amendment right of free speech. And we've got to get back to this point that we cannot abandon our right for free speech for the sake of our feelings and our own, you know, political prejudices. Because then we've lost sight of what our political prejudice should be. And that is the higher calling, and that is that we really do have a greater and better America because everybody's participating. As I said at the very beginning, this is a participation sport. More than a sport, but you know what I'm saying. Is that by definition, when the opening words of our Constitution say, we the people, it really is a clarion call for we, the people, all of us, to get involved and realize the very government we have is the very government we have chosen. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Gil Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. We're fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm going to try and do something here. I'm going to create some brain damage for our producer back in Minneapolis. They're at our base studios, Mr. Brad, who puts up with me. But I have a soundbite here that I want you to hear, and I got to play it from my cell phone, so the quality is not absolutely outstanding, okay? But listen to the words. This comes from a pastor at Destiny Christian Church. I think Greg Farrington is his name. And yes, Pastor Greg Farrington. This is really powerful because most churches are careful. And this goes back to the mid-60s when a lot of things happened, especially with LBJ. And LBJ wanted to, you know, kind of blunt the involvement of the church because his competitor at the time had a strong following of people of faith. And so what they were able to do was to threaten, in a sense, the free speech of churches. They could not endorse, they had to stay apolitical, could not endorse, could not say anything about a political figure. Of course, this was to serve LBJ and the Democrats, right? And so over the years, that's kind of been one of those foreboding issues for churches. Now, President Trump, when he came into office, said, we're getting rid of that Johnson Amendment. That is done. But nonetheless, churches are still wanting to be apolitical. Now, what Pastor Greg had to share was about was an answer that most people want. And, you know, they'll go to their pastor, well, who are you voting for? Well, they don't want to say, and, you know, specifically, I don't care if you're talking about Dr. Tony Evans. I mean, you just go down the list. Most will avoid. Some will say, but most, just for the sake, again, of the fear of the Johnson Amendment over the years, they will not say anything. But I'm going to play for you. Over my phone. So I said, you know, I want you to know up front that the quality is not the best. But listen to what Pastor Greg is telling his congregation.
Well, I tell you, I don't vote a party. I don't vote personality. I vote my convictions. So I'm going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. I'm voting for the unborn. I'm voting for my freedom. Religion. I am voting to keep the doors of the church open. I am voting for my right to preach the word of God. I am voting for prayer in school. I am voting for school choice. I am voting for my right to speak my opinion and not be censored because I'm not politically correct. I'm voting for traditional marriage. I'm voting for Supreme Court justices that will protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm voting against sex trafficking and children. I'm voting for biblical justice. I'm voting for law and order. I'm voting for the military and veteran. I'm voting for the American flag. I'm not voting for today. I'm voting for the future of my country. I'm voting for my children. I'm voting for my grandchildren so that they can live in a nation that says,
well, hopefully you could hear that. Boy, what a passionate appeal. And when you break that down, because I'll tell you, you know, this is part of the issue and why we make this one poster that is available. If you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, it's the 2016-2020 Party Platform Comparison. I'm surprised. I mean, you know, here we are. We want to elevate what some would call, and Rush Limbaugh was famous for this, in referring to what we call the low IQ voter. Really, being a low IQ voter is unacceptable. In this, I mean, we're smarter. I mean, in light of free speech, the technology, everything that we have, you know, just to say, well, we're going to go in and vote and not really know what it is that we're voting for or who we're voting for. And I will say that I'm, even to this day, I'm surprised with all the information and technologies out there that people don't even understand the party platforms and what to expect. And then they say, well, I didn't realize that they were going to vote that way. Well, it says in their party platform they're going to vote that way. What more do you need to understand? So we need to be, you know, a lot smarter about this when we go into the voting booth. And if you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, you will see this 2016-2020 Party Platform Comparison. You know, download it. You know, share it with your friends. This is important. And if you have any problem getting hold of it, just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Be happy to email it to you. And it gives you the party platform separation of the Republican and Democratic parties. And also the third column has scripture associated scripture with each party platform. So you see how this lines up with what God says about our body politics. Because what should happen is they've often said politics runs downstream of the culture. Well, if the culture is polluted, then it only stands to reason that our political parties are going to be polluted. And by that, I say, okay, so what is the clarifying, you know, ingredient that needs to be involved to make sure that the water going downstream, the water to the political process, is as pure as it can be? Well, in my belief, like Pastor Farrington and others, is that it starts with God. If God's out of the picture, then we're in trouble. Now, speaking of which, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had the return, and it was a time for people to come together in the D.C. Mall. Our good friends Jonathan Kahn and Pastor Jessup and Franklin Graham, which was a different aspect, but the people, he had his prayer walk that took place at the D.C. Mall on the same day, on the 26th of September, and there were hundreds of thousands of people combined in both events there, and it was a day to turn to God, to adhere to the biblical prescription. If my people who are called by my name. Now listen to what that says. If my people who are called by my name. And that, it's not a call for everybody, because not everybody are called by the name of God. They just flat out don't want to acknowledge God. But for those who are called of God, and who are called by his name, those are the ones that need to listen up and follow the prescription of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and that was expressed during this event. And as we continue to share and talk about this, I said, look, it wasn't just a one-and-done event. I mean, this is something that needs to be ongoing if this country is going to be saved. Otherwise, you know, God who has blessed us and blessed us in a way with a promise that we were to be a blessing to others. But now we've gotten so partisan and so introspective that it's all about me and it's not about the greater good of all peoples around the world. Because meanwhile, while we're fussing and fighting, you know, if you were here with us on Friday, you heard what was going on in South Africa. You know, the people that are being murdered there. I mean, we've got concentration camps going on in China, the Uyghurs being abused. I mean, the travesties and tragedy that is taking place around the world right now, while we are busy, yes, we're busy dealing with COVID-19, we're also too busy being at each other's throats. Just a sidebar consideration here. Beginning back to this party platform comparison, it covers issues like the sanctity of human life, redefining marriage, international abortion, as well as the LGBT agenda, religious liberty versus LGBT agenda, the Supreme Court, conscious rights in healthcare, social experiments in the military, transgender bathrooms in school, sex education. I mean, do you think it's important for you to know how your kids are being educated when it comes to sex and the platforms of both parties and how they support? Are they consistent with the ideals and that which you teach at home, or at least maybe that you would hope would be taught? The educational system, where we are today, and of course God in government and the issue of terrorism is all. These comparisons of the two party platforms are there for you to understand, you know, what is going on in your country and the forces that command our body politic today. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay
mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount point. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of Americans are hurting as COVID-19 lockdowns keep people from working and the expenses of life keep mounting. Is political motivation keeping the suffering front and center this election? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, the president and CEO of D. James Kennedy Ministries, who's worked 24 years on Capitol Hill. And he says something in his latest column that you should take note of. He says, it is the world's most untold story. It seems like anarchy has descended upon virtually every aspect of American life. And yet there is a vital thread holding it all together, an enormous flow of funding coming from radical leftist billionaire George Soros, among others. Now, here on this show, because we are independent, we can say George Soros' name and be able to call him out, unlike other networks, television networks like Fox, for example. When, Dr. Wright, I don't know if you saw that video or that interview with Newt Gingrich, but when he brought up George Soros' name, boy, there was cover, even by Fox News, which was quite surprising. I mean, to such a degree that Newt Gingrich had to awkwardly say, oh, I guess it's verboten to say anything about George Soros anymore.
Yeah, and Bill, you and I both know that the reason there was that awkward silence is because there was a producer talking into the ear of the two Fox hosts, telling them to wave off. And so this Soros no-fly zone on Fox came from the highest levels of the organization.
Exactly. And this is the issue that we have. I mean, and this show, and I know your heart as well, Dr. Wright, is the same thing, is that we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And anarchy is running amok, and a new narrative is being thrust on the people that we don't even realize who the good guys and bad guys anymore. It's not, if you have some discernment, you can figure it out. But for others, it's almost like, well, he seems to be wearing a white hat.
Yeah, well, his name is well known, but his influence in America is not very well known, I take it. In fact, it reminds me very much of Winston Churchill's comment about Russia. He said, "Russia is a riddle wrapped up in a mystery inside an enigma." And that's a good description of George Soros. Here is a man who is ethnically a Jew. He was born in Hungary in the 1930s. In the year 1930, I guess, and yet he despises Israel and funds anti-Israel organizations all over. Here's someone who fled in the face of communism when the Russians started to, at the latter part of the World War II, started to come into Eastern Europe, and yet he wants to impose communism or his version of socialism on the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And he's got some strange ideas about who he is. He even confesses to having had messianic fantasies as a young man. He says, "But I'm more comfortable now that I'm living them out." And so he sees himself as a small god, someone who says, my personal goal is to be the conscience of the world. We ought to stand up and pay attention to someone that talks like that, right, Bill?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, the bottom line of all this, again, we'll know them by their fruit. What is the fruit of George Soros?
Well, he takes his radical leanings and has said that the demise of America ultimately is his goal. It would be the best thing for the world would be the demise of America. So he takes his billions that he's earned, some no doubt in legitimate ways, others of his funds in questionable ways, and he funds every left-wing, hard-left progressive group imaginable. Most of the violent groups that we saw this summer has in some way, shape, or form received funding from George Soros. Mm-hmm. He has given millions to the election campaigns of prosecutors in cities that are now racked by crime, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago. And, of course, he funded the campaign of that prosecutor in St. Louis that you no doubt covered, who mm-hmm. charged the McCloskeys for defending their own home and left uncharged all the people that broke in and tried to damage all those properties. So Soros puts his money where his mouth is, and he's funding everything from legalizing prostitution to open borders. You know, people should be able to cross any border they want, and as soon as they arrive, they should get a welfare check and the right to vote. He is someone who's looking to undermine the American system at its foundation.
Well, and of course, the other aspect, and this is one that people really need to take note of, his God is not our God. And he wants to, like so many other forces, they know the linchpin of our country is our relationship with Almighty God. Even though, you know, you may have still 80% of America saying they believe in God, but we know from George Barna that those that hold to a biblical worldview are less than 10%. And holding to a biblical worldview, it's not like, well, you have to graduate from a specific college and have a theology degree. I mean, it's pretty basic, the definition of holding to a worldview, that you would think anybody that considers themselves to be a believer of God and a Christian, that they would do these things, like they would know about Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they would express their victory in life and their relationship in having Jesus as their Savior, that they would feel, you know, that they should tell others about it. They would believe in the Word of God. So these are pretty academic considerations when you define yourself as holding to a biblical worldview, right?
That certainly is true. I believe all biblical worldview starts with the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign over his own creation, and that we as believers are commanded by God in the early chapters of Genesis to go into the world and have dominion over it and to rule over, as God puts it in Genesis 1:28, over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every ever-living creature. He commands us to be fruitful and multiply. And then God decides, you know, that we need to understand him better, who he is, his will, his purposes. And so he's revealed himself to us certainly through the light of creation and through the light of conscience, but ultimately through the light of his word. And so for a Christian that wants to hold to a biblical worldview has to look and see, what do the scriptures say about the great moral, ethical, and cultural questions of our day? And this is the thing, as you've rightly cited, that Barna has pointed out, that only 10% of the churches in America even have a pastor who possesses and preaches and teaches a biblical worldview. So the church, which ought to be influencing the culture with its salt and light, is largely ineffective in our time. And many young people, even the young people that self-identify as Christian, are swayed by these arguments of the so-called Marxist socialists, who say, listen, everybody should get a minimum salary and free everything for everybody. Free sounds great, but as Margaret Thatcher once put it, the problem with socialism is pretty soon you run out of other people's money.
Exactly. And of course, the pilgrims found that out. It took them a short order of time to realize this idea of socialism doesn't work, right?
Exactly right. And we'll celebrate the 400th anniversary of the landing at Plymouth Rock next month. And that's exactly, they try to have everything in common at first. When everything is in common, no one has any incentive to do anything, and so it failed miserably. And this is exactly the story of socialism in throughout the history of the world. It's failed everywhere it's been tried. And the so-called Marxist socialists of our day say, well, here's why. Here's why. If we do it right, it will work. And the two impediments to socialism being successful in the world today, according to the Marxist socialists, are the church and the family. And there's nothing new about that, is there? Karl Marx said his two goals in life were to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. And so socialism hasn't changed at all. And what we're seeing really unfold in the culture today isn't chaos. It's a plan. It's a radical plan. It's been underway for a very long time.
Exactly. And Dr. Wright, the thing that people need to understand about socialism is, when we look back historically, look at the wake of devastation, families that are destroyed, murder, destruction. I mean, it is unimaginable. And the idea that America, a free America, would even consider and entertain going down the road of socialism is beyond me. I mean, it really tells you that this is more than just a physical issue. I mean, this is a very powerful spiritual issue that we're contending with, is it not?
It is as well. I agree with you completely, Bill. And we've produced a whole series of resources, a one-hour DVD special, a book, George Soros Exposed. The special's called Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr.
This
Wright.
This is sponsored
after this.
By Cigna. Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to their health plan during the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. In the current environment, it's more important than ever to have comprehensive health coverage. Adults 65 and older can shop for plans during the annual election period without even leaving their homes. Shannon Adams, a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna, says,
the good news is you can shop for plans from the convenience of your home. You can go online and browse Medicare's Plan Finder or attend a virtual educational session. To understand your options, you can also call individual plans or independent brokers. Remember to check whether a plan includes your favorite doctors. Some plans offer benefits such as dental, vision, transportation, or virtual care. Be sure to look for these benefits and use them. Medicare is great, but it can be confusing, so don't be afraid to get help from others, including friends and family members.
Visit www.cigna.com/Medicare to learn more.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm looking at George Soros's website, and right up front he says that he's interested in a full and fair discussion. He says a full and fair discussion is essential to democracy. And this is George Soros, has been a prominent international supporter of democratic ideals and causes for more than 30 years. His philanthropic organization, the Open Society Foundations, supports democracy and human rights in more than 100 countries. This in the face of what George Soros has been doing here in this country, Dr. Frank Wright, it would seem that what he has done is antithetical to these ideals that he puts on his website. There's not an alignment here.
No, there's not. And but the left gives you its own playbook, Bill, don't they? You know that one of their standard approaches is to take the terms of your opponent, redefine them, and then use them in a way that suits you. So when George Soros uses all of those fine-sounding terms, he means something altogether different. When he speaks about democracy, he's not talking about a constitutional democracy. He's talking about something altogether different. It's like Bernie Sanders, when Bernie Sanders says, I'm a democratic socialist. Okay, so socialism is when the government takes, you know, all the money, all the means of production and owns it. What is democratic socialism? Well, apparently it's when people vote for the government to take all the means of production and assets away from people. So Soros is giving a head fake with this kind of language on his website.
Is this why the body politic, the voters today, are so confused about who to vote for right now? I mean, Again, you know, for those of us of faith, we're turning to God and say, God, you're the one that chooses leaders. You know, we hear the media, the polling, the information, as you say, the narrative that has been put out there. It's just amazing. I mean, it really stretches the mind, and it is confusing the heck out of the body politic, even in this information age in which we live in. I mean, people are caught red-handed. Being corrupt, and you know, somehow there's just an absolute denial that somehow they've been vindicated, but I have no idea where they've been vindicated.
Well, they get to both lay down the rule and decide who's obeying the rule. You know, when you control the largest portion of the media as they do, and thank God for your program, Bill, these many years, where people can get the truth and can hear these ideas held up against the straight stick of truth. But what they attempt to do is to confuse people with all these things, and really they're trying to do that as well, aren't they? By trying to make Donald Trump's personality the issue here. I can tell you right now, I am not voting for Donald Trump in the forthcoming election because of his personality.
Yes.
I'm voting for him because of what he stands for. I'm voting for religious liberty. I'm voting for his support for important friends around the world like Israel. I'm voting for his stand. He clearly is the most pro-life president in modern American history, and I'm voting for his stance on life. I'm voting for the things that he stands. I'm voting for the 300 federal judges that he's appointed at various levels of the federal bureaucracy and governments of the judicial branch, I should say. So they try to make Trump the issue because, you know, he likes to call people names. Mm-hmm. And he likes to give people names, and he likes to do a lot of things that people say they call unpresidential. What's presidential is someone who has stood for the sanctity of human life far more than any president in the modern era, and calling out the left for its lies. No one has done that in the past. He's really just called them out. He's polite when he calls it fake news. You and I know it's just lies.
Yes,
and
exactly.
If you don't mind lying, you can get a lot done in politics in our day.
Sadly, at the expense of the people, and this is what it's all coming down to, whether it's health care, I mean, dealing with COVID-19, you know, what I'm concerned about, Dr. Wright, is that the psychological damage on the body politic is going to be extensive. It's going to be more, you know, some people say, well, we'll know the effects of COVID-19 will be over the day after the voting process. I disagree totally because of the psychological impact that it's had on everyday Americans.
Bill, I think that depending on who wins the presidential election, the narrative on November 4th will definitely change somewhat. But I agree with you that the data and the studies that are coming out are showing that the negative impact of the lockdowns and the psychological effect of just the crisis mentality, even of the fact that we haven't had, you know, we've had a nonstop election campaign since 2016. Mm-hmm. Usually you have a hard-fought battle, and then whoever wins, you let that person and his or her administration, you know, govern the nation as they're, you know, chosen to do. Instead, the left has said for the first time in American history, we refuse to accept the outcome of the election, and we're going to do everything to undermine this president. So we've had 4 years of nonstop controversy, allegations, impeachment, all of these things, and then overlay the COVID crisis on top of that. And these are indeed stressful times. Mm-hmm. Opioid deaths. The increase in opioid deaths alone may end up accounting for any difference between COVID and a normal flu season. Mm-hmm. So these are troubling matters, and we need a steady hand, not someone who just, you know, seems to be cognitively disconnected like former Vice President Biden is.
Exactly. Well, look, the facts are before the people, and they have to use some critical thinking and some common sense here, because what has been promoted by the mainstream media, I mean, it's unconscionable. The lies that have been repeated from the Democratic Party, from Joe Biden himself, and how they've been able to get away with it. But, you know, Donald Trump has been a force of exposure. And I said this from the very beginning after he was elected, because he was an outsider and his sense of independence was too threatening. They didn't have anything to hold him on. So then they come up with this ridiculous Russian collusion thing, and this story that was proven false, that was bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Oh, yeah, the Democrats. And, you know, we go through all this waste. And here, you know, he unleashes American productivity by taking the boot of Regulation Nation off the throat of everyday Americans. As you said earlier, we're commanded by God to be fruitful and multiply. I mean, that in itself has a lot of meaning and force behind it. And so Donald Trump opens up the gate. People get back to work. We have incredible numbers of unemployment, home ownership from all Americans. And I carefully tiptoe around the idea of trying to demarcate and bifurcate the American society by talking about people of color and race and that sort of thing. But across the board, all America was positively affected by these policies. And these are traditional policies that the Republicans do all the time, whether you're talking about Ronald Reagan or George Bush, Donald Trump even more so, because he wasn't beholden to these other forces that heretofore control our government. And the very things that people complain about, Dr. Wright, about their government, about it being, you know, corrupt and inefficient, Donald Trump was able to go in and expose it all the more. And I think that's what threatened the Beltway.
I think there's a lot of weight behind that. And by the way, this morning's Wall Street Journal had a poll. 46% of black Americans view President Trump favorably. Mm-hmm. Would you have gotten that idea from the mainstream media? Mm-hmm. I actually think that the source of Trump derangement syndrome was Donald Trump's release of the kind of judges he would appoint, which he did during the primary season in leading up to the 2016 election. The biggest fear on the left is a return to constitutional jurisprudence in the judiciary, because that's how they've gotten every one of their ideas across. None of the, you know, society racking ideologies of the left have been implemented legislatively, except perhaps you could argue Obamacare.
Well, not really Obamacare, particularly because it was John Roberts himself that went on the other side of the desk to save it.
There you go. So
exactly.
They're afraid of the loss of the judiciary, President Trump has fulfilled their fears with all these appointments of constitutionalists or originalists or strict constructionists, whatever metaphor you want to use, for people that sit as judges and try to interpret the Constitution as what it meant when it was approved and what laws mean when they're written, and not, as Judge Gorsuch liked to say, not be anything else than an umpire, although I've seen him step outside the umpire role too. So, yeah, I think that's part of the explanation for it. The other part is clearly the deep state. The fact, and this might have been President Trump's first major error, and that was not clearing out all the political appointees left over from the Obama administration.
I think it's so massive. It's so massive, Dr. Wright. I don't even know. I mean, when I still see his face that first week he came out to the Rose Garden, and the press said, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" And he had this worrisome look. He reminded me of some bankruptcy attorneys that I dealt with back in the early 90s, and ran into many of them, and they just he looked and he goes, "Man, this is it's a mess. It's a bigger mess than I thought." And that look was quite telling. Well, we've got to wrap things up here. We got about 30 seconds, but I do want to give you an opportunity to tell everybody the website where they can go to access the information and the materials that you had mentioned before, Dr. Wright.
Yes, all of our products that we published on George Soros can be found at djkm.org. That's djameskennedyministries.org. And you can watch the recent DVD special that we aired just 2 weeks ago on the website.
Dr. Wright, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heat neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition?